if you want to see, I'm sending it, would be.
Lo mando.
Lo mando. How would you say, I am sending you something?
Le mando algo.
Right. Le mando algo. If you're talking to Roberta, I'm sending you something.
Te mando algo.
Te. Not te, but te.
Te.
Te mando algo. How would you say, I'm sending it to you, Roberta or Roberto?
Te lo mando.
Right. Te lo mando. Te lo mando. The personal comes before. Te lo mando. I'm sending them to you. Them is los. I'm sending them to you, Roberto.
Te los mando.
Right. Te los mando. Now, if you want to say, I'm sending it to you, señor, señora, señorita.
Le lo mando.
Le lo mando. Yes, that's how it should be or should have been or could have been hundreds of years ago. But somehow, the two L's in le lo is objectionable to the Spanish ears, so they had to do something about it. And what they did was, whenever you have that combination of those two L's, le lo, you change the L of le to an S, and you make it celo. So it's very important also for comprehension and in reading, when you see the celo, the S-E, that the se, the same se, does not mean oneself, which we had, himself, herself, itself, but it is only that combination of celo. So celo would be it to you, instead of lelo. That also goes for it to all of you, which would be less. There's no leslo or lelo, or lelos, or whatever. Whenever you have the combination of those two L's, you replace the L of le to S, se, celo. Which means that if you want to say, I'm sending it to you, señor, would be now.
Se lo mando.
Se lo mando, right. I'm going to send it to you, señor.
Voy a mandárselo.
Right. Voy a mandárselo. Mandárselo is spelled in one word. Yes, three words spelled in one. Voy a mandárselo. I'm going to send it to you. Actually, voy a mandárselo could be, I'm going to send it to you, señor. It could also be, celo could also be to him. Or to her, or to them. All this in voy a mandárselo. So, usually, you're talking to somebody, and if you're talking to the person, and they want something to be sent, and you say, sí, voy a mandárselo mañana, it will be understood. You're not talking about anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But if one talks about him and her or anybody else, then you may need a clarifier. And then you will say, voy a mandárselo a usted. There's no redundancy here in Spanish, because a usted is a clarifier of what you mean by mandárselo. Voy a mandárselo a usted mañana. Yes, I mean to you. Yes. O voy a mandárselo a él. I'm going to send it. But you have the mandárselo, the a él is a clarifier of what you mean by celo, to him. Or voy a mandárselo a ella. to her, again, as a clarifier. In other words, you will not say, as you would think of it in English, and say, well, I'm going to send it para mandarlo a ella, to her, or para mandarlo a él. No, it's still para mandárselo. The a él and a ella and a usted, or a ustedes to all of you, or a ellos to them, or a ellas to them, all females. These are clarifiers, all clarifiers of what you mean by celo, para mandárselo. So, will you send it? Will you send it to me? Would be will you or can you send it to me? Would be.
Puede.
Puede.
Mandárselo.
Okay. Whenever. There are two things here. One is to follow the English. The other one would be to know that whenever you have two or three consecutive verbs, the second verb and the third verb automatically will be in the full infinitive, and the full verb, the second verb, you don't conjugate. So, can you send it to me would be
puede mandar me lo.
So once more.
Puede mandármelo.
Right. Puede mandármelo. Mandármelo is spelled in one word. Three words spelled in one. Puede mandármelo. Can you send it to him?
Puede.
Give me the push.
Puede.
Right. Puede.
Mandárselo.
Once more. Puede man.
Puede mandárselo.
Right. Mandárselo. Yes. The verb is mandar. And now you throw in the celo. Mandárselo. Puede mandárselo. And then you may want to say a él or a ella or whatever.